Hi friends, welcome back to the Sowing the Seeds podcast. I'm your host Mia Jules and this is episode 2. This episode is titled Invisible by Design, the unspoken reality of being left out. Okay, we are talking about being left out, being unseen, unknown, and not being included in things. Personally, the biggest thing I have learned in my entire life, through my entire life, is that rejection by man is often like redirection by God. And I think that statement just speaks volumes, and it's a testament of faith. You may be unseen by a crowd of people, but you are never unknown by the creator of the universe. One of my favorite sayings is that I'm not disqualified by exclusion, but I am set apart for purpose. So I'm going to do a little bit of a deep dive. Get comfy and enjoy the podcast. So, my entire life, I was constantly excluded by people. If you did watch the last podcast, there is a conversation, you know, about my testimony, but also about the idea of like fitting a mold. And I think that has so much to do with exclusion and being unseen as well. So these two episodes are definitely according with each other, but I have some personal experiences that I'm going to share. I'm not going to go fully into detail, but even just more recently, high school experiences, there were multiple occasions where I was constantly left out. Not by my own friends, but by people that I thought were my friends at the time, that I thought were, you know, supposed to be people of God. Like, you're followers of the God of love, the God of inclusion. Like, Jesus chose the outcasts. And I just think, like, being in a Christian high school, like, having that experience and not understanding why I wasn't being included, I was like so confused for the longest time, because I'm like, why am I being casted out for liking this, or for having this personality, or for, you know, being different? And, you know, not everybody has the same likes or dislikes, or yeah, you know, that's neither here or there. But going to a Christian high school was interesting for that reason, because, you know, these people are supposed to be people of God. And it was so interesting to find out that they weren't practicing what they were preaching behind the scenes. And to me, that's crazy, because these people would be leaders or in charge of things. They would be put so high on pedestals, and I'd be so confused. How are these people this leveled up, this high up, when they don't even know my favorite color? They don't even try to get to know me. And there were a few other people that they did this exact same thing to. And like, granted, yes, I did join late, and you know, these people have gone to school with each other for so long, and granted, that's they're gonna build a connection, of course, but including someone is so huge. Whether you're a Christian or not, you should always include someone. You should never exclude anyone. I've been treated like that since I was younger. So like, trying to have a fresh start and be like, this is what's going to happen. I'm not going to be excluded. I know this is going to be better because it's a Christian school. But unfortunately, it was quite the opposite. It was everything I didn't want it to be, you know? And that's super hard when you're coming into a new school, you're beginning your faith journey, and you're seeing how people act, how two-sided people actually can be. And it's so, so strange. Like, I thought these people were supposed to be followers of Jesus, and they're talking about me, and they're casting me out, and they're not including me. And I just, that made me feel terrible. That made me very, very confused and upset. And I think for the longest time, I was just in a state of, confusion and needing clarity on what was right and what was wrong. And your worth isn't measured by who includes you, but who created you. So I think if you are experiencing this now, or if you've experienced this before, hopefully the personal, story can connect us on a level that that you've never had or felt before. So, being excluded at a Christian high school is a strange kind of hurt. Like, it's not just the silence or the staring or the whispers, but it's how you have verses on the walls and they don't match your actions. And we are preaching about love and including people, literally including people, but your cliques were the things that were being practiced, And I started wondering, like, if belonging was only for the loud and the polished and the praised. But through that confusion and that feeling, I found Christ, and it was more clear to see who he was and who I was in him. And he was constantly reminding me that they may not reflect him perfectly, but he sees me fully. And I hope you hold on to that belief and that saying forever, for all the times that you have felt excluded or in the future may feel excluded, because this is a huge thing. So I think for a while I was confused by the coldness of people with the character of God, but slowly I learned how to separate the two. And, some people are put on pedestals not because they reflect Christ, but because they perform well and they do sports and they're a part of the play and they do these different activities and their parents are this and they did that and they sing well and they do this and they do that. I think when you're quiet but kind, or just different, you don't get applauded. You get constantly overlooked. But through this time, going through that and seeing that, witnessing that, and learning who I was in Christ, God started showing me that approval isn't proof of your purpose. I didn't need their spotlight to walk in his light. And when I stopped trying to chase people and trying to chase the idea of inclusion, I began to hold on to identity. And, I felt like he was constantly whispering to me, you are chosen even when you are not invited. And that truly, truly changed the ballgame for me completely. And I think these things are very hard for us. A lot of the topics I'm going to talk about on my podcast are going to be deeper topics and harder to maybe digest. But I really do think it's good to ask yourself some questions. So I have a few questions lined up here that I just want to let you think about, let them ponder, and you can answer them for yourself. You can even talk to God. So the first one is, what is a moment where you felt completely unseen? How do you cope with the silence that comes with feeling unnoticed? Have you ever questioned your worth because you were excluded? Is there a space that you keep showing up in that makes you feel invisible? Why? Why? So I hope you ask yourself those questions and just let them ponder over your life. Let them speak some volumes. And if you're listening right now and you've ever felt excluded, even in a place that was supposed to be full of love, I want you to know that you're not alone and you're not crazy for feeling this way. What happened to you, your experience is unique and it's real and it's a testament of faith, and it was completely wrong. It was completely wrong. But that experience doesn't get to define your faith. God is not like the people who ignored you and excluded you and talked behind your back. He's not like the ones who judge your clothes, your voice, your silence. He's gentle. And he draws near to the ones others leave out. And here's some advice for you today. Let the quiet be your strength and let your story be your power. And never ever stop believing in Jesus just because some people used his name without living in his love. And let's be completely honest. Why would we ever, ever want to be included in a circle that preaches about God and God's love, and they can't even include you? They don't even think about you. They don't say hi to you. They don't ask you how you are. They don't even look in your direction. And you've gone to school with them for 4 years? You are already included in something completely eternal. Something unshakable. God doesn't just tolerate you. He chose you. He delights in you. And no click or cold shoulder, no closed door, no mean conversations behind your back, and no exclusion could ever take that away. There was a time last year where I was feeling a lot of things about a lot of situations and things, especially this way, and I took the entire summer to completely detox from people. And that's completely not like me. I reach out to people. I ask people how they are. I am a people person. But I had to detox from people because I felt like that I was always trying to be included in something or trying to be this or trying to be that. So I took time to do things independently and rely on God. And once I did that, I truly, truly discovered who I was and how I felt about things. And I realized that I don't have to stay silent about things. I can actually speak freely and speak my mind because we're all humans. We all feel things, and everything we feel is a valid, valid feeling. And you are allowed to feel. You are human. You have emotions. You are allowed to feel however you choose to feel, however you choose to process. So in that time, I completely went silent. I just ghosted everybody, and that's completely not who I am. But in that time, I got closer with God, and I learned who I was, and I learned that I didn't have to be included in something. I'm not gonna sit down at a table that preaches about God's love and ends up not living in God's love. So you were not meant to fit into a broken system. You were meant to stand out through grace and faith. So keep showing up, keep being real, and remember that Jesus sees you, he includes you, and walks with you, even when others don't. You belong not because they said so, but because he already did. Thank you so much for listening to this week's podcast. I hope you enjoyed, and I hope this speaks light over your life. I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. Bye-bye.